This is one of the Together for England road shows. It's a drive to inspire current and future England fans by building links with local communities.
Andy Walker, the FA's Senior Communications Manager for England. Many of these children wake up each morning, look out the bedroom window and see that magnificent arch. And it's a case of reaching out to the regions where, you know, England maybe isn't as prominent. But ultimately important to that is what's central in and around the Brent community and Harrow here. It's right on the doorstep of Wembley. So this is a real crucial target audience, if you like, to reach out to.
It's a breezy afternoon here at the Hive on the artificial pitches in northwest London. The pupils from the three primary schools from the local area taking part in a drill of rugby league skills way to the left, and on the right, a specially adapted game of football rounders.
Stephen Byron, I'm the community manager for the Hive Community Trust. Since the Hive and Barn Football Club have moved down to here, I think the local area has just benefited immensely.
The Hive Community Trust have invited pupils from nearby Camrose Primary, St Bernadette's Primary and the Hyde Primary Schools.
We do like to get the kids down, come into the stadium, we show them around the stadium so they can get a feel, and they also meet a lot of the professional footballers to see what it's like to be a professional.
And a number of young England internationals are here too.
It's exactly the same for me, you know, just passing on the information that I have been taking myself. Chuba Akpom, striker. I see all of the kids asking for autographs and selfies and stuff, so now they can go home and they have a bit of a better taste of how it is to be, you know, involved with someone that's playing football and this and that. So it's going to inspire them to want to do that themselves.
March is a busy month, a whole host of England games. The under-20s playing Mexico here at the Hive on Wednesday the 25th, 2 days before the seniors face Lithuania just down the road at Wembley.
It's not just about seniors, it's not just about your Wayne Rooney's. England as a setup has 24 different teams across representatives, across age groups. And you just see from the excitement in the kids' faces, you know, having an England international can cause excitement, not just purely off the back of them being a senior, but the youth as well. And it's all part of that inspiration.
These days are part of the England DNA philosophy that the FA launched last year. The roadshow is trying to instil national pride and hope to breed future England fans.
Yeah, it's really cool meeting these, and I never thought I'd really meet them in person.
I've never really met new real players, and when I did, we felt comfortable when we were talking to them, and we didn't like hesitate or anything, and it was an enjoyable time.
And what's this you've got over your shoulder? What's all this you've been given?
I've got a bag that has the England sign with some stuff in it. I got a ticket to go to see the England and Mexico match.
Results from an initiative like this are often only seen over a longer period of time. A generation, possibly. Yet, it's probably likely you'll see the extra few young fans at England's under-20s game with Mexico next week.